AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson feels he is facing unfair scrutiny from the press.
Every single day or every other day or every week, you know, they're going to come out with, well, you said this when you were 13 and you did this.
It all follows release of his autobiography on CBS's Face the Nation. Carson says it all is meant to distract voters, to distract him.
If you've got a real scandal, if you've got something that's really important, let's talk about that.
On ABC's This Week, Donald Trump says he sees no similarity in his use of hyperbole to how Ben Carson describes his personal history.
I don't know what he's doing. I mean, I don't know. I can say that I never tried to hit my mother in any way, shape, or form. And by the way, my properties are some of the most valuable properties in the world.
Carson will likely face more questions at Tuesday's presidential debate. More tourists are being flown out of the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt. There's been no determination yet what caused a Russian plane to crash there last week, but the strong speculation is it was a bomb possibly planted by the Islamic State group. Dianne Feinstein is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
My hope is that Russia will take a strong stance against ISIS. And they are not now so doing. Most of the attacks are directed toward the moderate opposition.
She was on NBC's Meet the Press. It turns out it was an unarmed missile seen in the night sky over Los Angeles and other parts of California. The Navy test fired it. Ann Light saw it.
It almost appeared to be moving like a plane, but as it moved, the green got brighter and expanded out in a trail behind.
The Navy said the missile was tested at sea from the USS Kentucky. The governor of Missouri, Jay Nixon, says the University of Missouri must address concerns about racism and intolerance. 32 black Missouri football players say they will not take part in team activities until the university president is removed. This is AP Radio News. At the box office, James Bond is back.
So, James, why did you come?
I came here to kill you.
And I thought you came here to die.
Well, it's all a matter of perspective.
The latest Bond movie, Spectre, came out of the gate strong, selling more than $70 million worth of tickets over the weekend, the number one movie, not as many as Skyfall. The new Peanuts movie also did well at the box office, bringing in $45 million. Early ratings numbers are in from Donald Trump's stint as guest host of NBC's Saturday Night Live.
Ah! Donald!
Enrique!
I brought you the check for the wall.
God, it's so wonderful.
Preliminary ratings from Nielsen measuring households in 56 markets gave SNL its highest rating since January of 2012. NBC says full numbers will be released Thursday. Trump also told CNN some sketches were cut because they were a little risque. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.